you're always going to have a registered agent. Your state may call it a designated agent. I ran into that problem, you might remember. The registered agent, or designated agent, has to be a specific warm-blooded bodied person within the state. They have to have a physical address. The reason you have a registered agent is so that when your company, your LLC, gets sued, the sheriff can show up on the door at that address and hand the lawsuit to this warm body standing there. They will sign for it. They will accept the lawsuit on your behalf. They may not have any liability associated with the lawsuit, but once the sheriff has given them that piece of paper, legally, you have been served. Your company is now on the hook in that state for whatever liability the state's going to assess against you. There are 69,000 registered agent groups in Nevada. Everybody and their dog wants to collect their $1,000 and wait around because chances are you're never going to be sued anyway. They're never going to have anything to do in that respect. And all I have to do is get the state's bill every year, pass it on to you, collect the money, and pay the fee to keep your LLC going in Nevada. The problem is you get these guys, they're sitting around picking their nose. The sheriff shows up on the front door, does hand them a lawsuit. They sign for it. You've got a specific amount of time, 20, 30 days, whatever it is, in order to answer that lawsuit. If the sheriff shows up and hands these guys your lawsuit, they're on the way out the door to go fishing for 2 weeks. You could be screwed because if you don't get that service and you don't have the opportunity to file and challenge the lawsuit, you're going to get a default judgment on you. And the courts are not going to be very lenient at that point because your registered agent, the guy who was supposed to get your lawsuit, got the lawsuit. Doesn't matter. He didn't pass it on to you. If you are doing business in the state and you live in the state or you have a physical office in the state where there is somebody 8 to 5, then use that address and an individual at that address as the registered agent. You don't need to hire somebody to be a registered agent for you. If you're doing an LLC in the state where you live, you should be your own registered agent. You put your home address or your office address down as the registered agent's address. That way, everything's cool. Do you have to pay any extra in order to have a registered agent? Well, I guess you could pay yourself, but the answer is no. You act as the registered agent. You have the address. That's one advantage to setting up an LLC in the state where you are a resident or are actually doing business and have an office. There's usually going to be a place for the registered agent to accept their appointment as registered agent. They're actually going to sign the articles of organization with you, the owner of the company. Now, if you're the owner of the company, you're going to sign one place as registered agent, and you're going to sign another place as the creator, owner of the LLC. And by the way, I said that your registered agent was the one that got service all of the time when you get sued. If your idiot registered agent does go fishing for 2 months in Alaska, the sheriff can't get a hold of him or her, then the sheriff, after a certain period of time, has the right to simply sue or serve the Secretary of State in the state where you have your LLC. It could be the Secretary of State, it could be the business office of the state, it could be the Office of Commercial Code, whatever they want to call it. The sheriff knows where that office is. If they can't get a hold of your idiot registered agent, they're simply going to take the papers down to the state, hand them to the state guy, and as far as everybody's concerned in the courts, you have now been served. By the way, if you're in Nevada and your idiot agent is on vacation for 2 months, they serve the Secretary of State. Funny thing is, this is private. Secretary of State supposedly doesn't know who you are. They don't have to notify you because you're private. Funny thing is, you get the judgment anyway. You don't have the opportunity to defend the lawsuit because your idiot agent was gone and the Secretary of State doesn't know who you are. There's a little PS here. If you're in New York, the Secretary of State receives all services. So it depends upon state law. LLCs are animals of the states. We do have Uniform LLC Acts, that is an act or a law which all states are supposed to follow. Some of them do, some of them don't. Some of them have adopted part of that law. But we do have Uniform LLC Acts However, your state's law is still the governing law, and we get some weird states. New York is one of the weirder ones. California is one of the weirder ones. You know where the weird laws are.